Five Geeks, Five Opinions, One Podcast, Nerdgasm War Network, where we do nerd shit.
Welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, Dee, and I'm here with JP and Melissa, and of course we're here to talk about nerd shit. How are you bitches doing?
Excuse me, why am I a bitch now? Because that is totally not feminist enough to be calling
Fuck
me that.
Fuck the skinny bitches in the club. I don't know why I've been saying that for like a month straight. Fuck them skinny bitches. Fuck them skinny bitches in the club. It works. It fits our show. Whatever. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing okay. So, yeah, that's a thing.
How about you, Melissa?
I've been better.
I'm sorry. I really don't know how to deal with, like, people dealing with bad things, because I'm not the most helpful human being in the world. So I'm going to gloss over that like I gloss over this. Go. Thank you for listening to those who are listening. If you want to know how you can help us out in any way, there's a nifty website called nerdgasmnoir.net. And if you go to that website, you can find out how you can donate to us money, donate to us to your Twitter account, follow us on any social media, listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or an RSS feed. Our voicemail's on there, so you can leave us a voicemail. And pretty much there's a contact page, so if you want to contact us for any other reason, say you have show ideas, or you want to suggest somebody for us to interview, or you just want to show us something cool going on, all that information on how to do that is on the site, so definitely go check out nerdgasmnoir.net. Let's get on to the main show. So we have two articles that we're going to discuss. Did these come from the G+ community? Because I don't think these came from the G+ community this
week.
No.
They did not.
I think one of them actually was like from a G chat we had where I was just like, oh, this makes me sad face.
It is.
And then the other one is also sad faceable. Oh, why did we pick depressing articles this week? Anyway.
Did not pick them. Someone decided to depress us this week.
Oh, this is Melissa's fault.
It's all my fault, but it's not my fault. It's the world's fault. It's the world.
Okay, that's how it works. Anyway, so the first article, it was revealed this past week. I don't know exactly which day, but you know Thug Kitchen, that funny blog about like cooking for thugs or whatever. It was really fun to read because of the vernacular and whatnot going on. Turns out it's actually run by two very, 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 very hipster looking white people. So it's just ruined everything for me. I'm so sad.
Yeah. Totes hipsters. Totes
hipsters. Yeah. So that sucks.
I wonder why they chose now to reveal themselves.
I like listening to Melissa trying to beat the echo. It's like it's like a dog discovering its shadow. It's like, why is this thing following me? Hey, stop doing what I'm doing. Stop it.
That's exactly how I felt.
I think, well, I don't know. I don't even think, I honestly don't think it's, well, no, I think it was to help push the book, because you know they had got a book deal from Thug Kitchen, right? And so they were like, wouldn't it be, we put out this book, or whatever, now we're going to reveal who we are, and it's just like this cute, isn't it so cute that this white couple made this book about Thug Kitchening? And yeah, it's just, it was, because Thug Kitchen was pretty funny. But then when you find out it's written by two white people now, it's just like, oh, so you're making fun of me. Okay, well,
awesome.
Fuck you.
Right. Awesome.
Great. Yeah, so that's something.
It'll be interesting to see how this affects sales. Like, I want to see. I want to judge everyone, but I'm going to see.
Oh, you know people are going to buy it. You know, especially, like, hipsters are going to buy it. Like, oh, my God, look at this funny book. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not even looking forward to any of the shit that's about to happen from this. So that sucks. And on another sucky note, the Mary Sue actually did an article about the new actually licensed DC t-shirts, and they're kind of shitty and sexist. Yeah, mm-hmm. DC is doing their usual fucking up. Basically, all of the dude shirts involve... Actually, I even saw there was like even one for baby onesies. There was like the boys onesie was training to be Batman, and the girls onesie was like, I only date superheroes. And it's like, mm-hmm. it's like, how is that? See, no, that's not how that works. I mean, like, I only date superheroes wouldn't even really be a bad shirt if it came in both genders, but like, it's mostly a girl shirt. Like, I haven't seen a boy shirt that says I only date superheroes.
Exactly. I mean, if it was one of each for each gender or whatever, like, I wouldn't trip so much, but yeah.
Yeah, it's not... It's dumb. But, like, one of the shirts that they showed is, like, the boys or the men's shirt that came out is, like, Batman and Wonder Woman making out, and the caption is score, Superman does it again.
God.
And then the women's shirt is training to be Batman's wife. So yeah.
Which, I mean, Batman doesn't even have a wife. So how is that even? I don't even understand. But that's fine. Whatever.
Like yeah. Why?
Well, depending on which universe, but still, not the point.
I don't understand why.
It's another one of those situations that's why is it that the female shirts are reduced to being you go from putting women in the refrigerator in your comic books to doing it in real life. Like they're only really good to be fodder for the main male superhero character. Whatever.
Yeah, I would have loved one of the onesies shirts to, you know, especially for, you know, a little girl that says future person punching you in the face. That would have been awesome. I've been cool with that. So, because I feel like I will make that type of shirt for my future punching in the face child. So.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just kind of done with this type of shit. I'm just really done.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm highly disappointed and highly annoyed.
Thank you, DC.
For once again ruining anything that I remotely like about you. Like, honestly, you're teetering. Like, if I didn't love your freaking animated movies, like, honestly, if you ruined the animated movies, you know what? Just do better. Just make better shirts. Just... really? Y'all didn't have anybody to tell you, maybe we should rethink some of these shirts?
No, of course not. And it's like, for me, it's just like, if you come up with a shirt idea, why not make it both in men's and women's sizes?
Mm-hmm.
It's being like, well, the dating the superhero ones are specifically for the... No, please don't do that. Don't do that. Stop it. But, c'est la vie and shit.
I'm, like, really trained to be Batman's wife, so are y'all saying that, like, the characters that were romantically involved with Batman was just being all that just so they could be his wife and not be on their own personal reasons? Like,
yes.
I doubt Talia or Catwoman... Well, okay, Talia. I'm gonna backtrack on that one. Well, that's her daddy who wanted her to be Batman's wife, so. But anyway, Catwoman was not trained to be Batman's wife ever in life. So. To be his nuisance, yes, because I think she liked being a nuisance to him. It was fun.
But yeah. So, thanks, Melissa, for giving us shitty articles to listen to. Very,
you're welcome.
To talk about. very much appreciated. But let's get on to our main topic. Today we're going to do a 90s TV smackdown.
90s TV smackdown!
Jeez. I feel like the canned applause is appropriate for 90s television. But, yeah, so we're going to do a 90s TV smackdown. Melissa, do you want to give us a little explanation of how this is going to work? Is this going to be a battle? Which is the best? Also, yes. Also, wait, in advance, a lot of these shows, most of these shows, except for, like, one show, are all really, really black, because that's what we all watched in the 90s.
Is Black Lee Black? Sorry.
No, it's fine. You can finish. Go ahead and finish.
Is Black Lee Black? It is black, y'all.
Thank you. But, like, it's, looking at this list actually kind of makes me sad, because there were a lot of black TV shows in the 90s, and I feel like there's not as many that aren't reality TV shows. Sad face.
Well, even on this list, like, we have some that didn't even make it a full season. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, not to the second season, but there were so many. I feel like I missed the 90s because, I mean, it was a sucky time because it was, like, you know, adolescence or whatever. But there was so much television that we don't have anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I can appreciate the new television. Lord knows I watch it enough.
I missed Black-ish, by the way.
Yeah,
oh my god!
Oh, you didn't
okay.
see Black-ish. Oh, I think that's another thing that kind of inspired us a little bit was Black-ish, yeah. Which oh god,
I heard it was really funny.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like Black-ish didn't give me like what I needed from when I was watching 90s black sitcoms, but it was good enough that it kind of gave me a little bit of, I think I can get with this show. So, yeah.
I need to start watching it. Or I need to watch it to get the first episode and watch it.
It's worth at least the first episode. Like, I guess I'm going to be on the fence. I just am. Like, I don't have anything personal against Anthony Anderson. But once you see somebody in a movie called My Baby's Daddy, it takes a minute. For you
to
gain.
Pay his rent.
He did, and I understand that, but it takes a minute. I know it's been like 10 years.
You want to know, for me, it's seeing skinny Anthony Anderson. Because when Anthony Anderson came out, he was a very, very fluffy dude.
He was.
And so now that he's skinny and he's got like, you know how like when people lose a whole lot of weight and they have like that post weight loss big head?
Mm-hmm.
Like Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson's head is huge.
Okay.
Which I get.
So there's a question from the chat room asking, what is the criteria for the smackdown between each show?
Oh. Way to get us back on topic, chat room. Because we picked these. I think what we did was we picked shows from the 90s, even if some of them started in the 80s, but they did go into the 90s. They are up against shows that have a similar premise or just that similar sort of feel to them. So premise, feel, theme. And then we decide which one is better. Honestly, it's just a really good excuse to remember the 90s. But
there's no real judging requirement. We're really just reminiscing.
We really just missed 20 years ago.
Yeah, honestly, if we're going to be honest. And now, so most of them are black sitcoms, and there is like maybe one or two white people sitcoms.
I see one.
At least the one sitcom you could probably, it's one of the wider sitcoms that you could probably think of. And I don't even know how we have it against what we have it against. That was me. I apologize. Okay. You ready to start?
Yep. You go ahead, man.
All right. So let's start off really, strong. Why the hell not? A Different World versus The Cosby Show. Dun, dun, dun.
I love the Cosby Show, you guys. But different world had Dwayne Wayne and those glasses. And I thought I was going to, when I was a child, I thought I was going to marry Dwayne Wayne. So I'm going to have to go with a different world. Because I thought that's what college would be like, and it wasn't. And that's why I didn't finish.
Okay, crap, this is the most hardest matchup ever.
I know!
Because I enjoy both immensely, but I'm going to go based on, like, how many times I was actually sit down to watch the rerun. And it's more times that I have watched the Cosby Show reruns than the Different World reruns. So I'm going with the Cosby Show.
Ooh. Oh, goody, I get to be the tiebreaker.
Fish Mooney was in A Different World. What are you doing?
Look, lady, I'm going by my criteria, so...
Actually, side note, I love me some Fish Mooney on Gotham, but we'll get into that later.
Okay, I'm going to go with A Different World.
Yes.
For me, A Different World had more moments that you just yell about than The Cosby Show. Like, The Cosby Show, of course, you got the groundbreaking Papa Pope-X speech that Bill Cosby gives his son about his idea of life being stupid, which almost made me pee my pants. Like, Theo goes through this elaborate discussion about, I think it's either the one where he talked about how he's under too much pressure because his father is a doctor and his mother is a lawyer, or something about how he was going to spend his money, and how, I think it's a mix of, I think it's the same speech, actually. It's a dumb entitled as teenage speech that makes sense to you as a kid, and then Bill Cosby, the guy of the sweaters, the guy of the, you know, who your dad looks like when he models his sweaters after, tells you that's the dumbest damn thing he's ever heard.
Basically, yeah.
And so your life begins. But nothing, there are a few things that beat the wedding, the Please Baby Please episode of A Different World.
Which was Papa Pope.
Everybody knows. Like, I still quote Please Baby Please when I'm making fun of somebody that's clearly begging for something, like in any situation. That is clearly what Dwayne Wade did. And it worked. So, and then, you know, A Different World also had the serious episodes, the HIV episode, the domestic violence episode, the apartheid
episode.
The LA riots episode. Which I think is genius that they put the LA riots episode with the honeymoon episode. Like, it's this really light concept that everybody was looking forward to. And then it's like, but we're also recognizing that some really heavy shit is going on. And for some reason, we're just going to have Roseanne and Tom Arnold guest star. But I mean, that's
That was kind of weird.
We was like, wait, was hold on. Weird. Something's amiss in this episode.
So, A Different World wins that round, guys. Sorry, Cosby Show. You're both great.
Yeah, I mean,
even with season one, A Different World won. So, who wasn't gonna make that joke? I feel like it would have been rude if we didn't.
Okay, what's the next SmackDown?
All right, we have, and this is the one where things get weird. Fresh Prince versus Boy Meets World.
I don't even know why we did that.
I swear to God, there's a rationalization behind this.
I remember.
Here's what you were trying to do. I'm going to tell you exactly what the rationalization was. Melissa was trying to put this show against Living Single, but it's not the same thing. It's closer to Boy Meets World because it's about someone going through their, like, adolescence and into adulthood and what it's like for them to grow up than it is to Living Single, which is, you know, four chicks being single in New York and having a good time. That's what the rationalization for it was. Thank you very much.
Well, Living Single, two of the stars of Living Single did get star on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And they were both for love interest of Will Smith. But I guess I can't use that. It's not
going to be usable. Queen Latifah.
Uh-huh.
Who else played his love interest in
that? Kim Fields! Kim Fields played the super religious girlfriend.
Oh my god! Yes!
It happened.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. Yeah, but it still doesn't compare. Sorry.
It doesn't. I was just really proud that I remembered it. Okay. All right, who wants to go first?
Well, I already know it's going to be, for me, Fresh Prince. Even though I love Boy Meets World, it's going to be Fresh Prince.
Okay, wait. Oh, okay, so, yeah, no, I can't decide.
I'm also going to go with Fresh Prince. Even though I love Boy Meets World and I watch the reruns a lot, and I've already written in my head the fan fiction where Sean and Angela get back together. I'm hoping to have us on the reboot with Girl Meets World. Keep your fingers crossed. Fresh Prince wins for me because it's just more moments. Like when Will Smith is singing on his tricycle about, yes. About Tisha Martin. Get the song, sitting on a tricycle, girl, getting on my nerves.
Okay,
some don't know if a body is hers.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to give it to Fresh Prince just for the sitting on my tricycle song.
Yeah, and let's not forget, guys, get your tears ready because you know where we're going with the moments. How come you don't want me, man?
Nope, stop it.
You want to cry right now, though, right? You do. Because he's going to marry him a fly-ass honey, and it won't even matter. It won't even matter.
Stop! Look, I won't think of Jazzy Jeff always getting thrown out the house. That was great.
Can we talk about the fact that watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right? You could see the first episode where Will Smith hadn't really acted before. So you still see him kind of, you know, get used to the whole acting thing. And then as the seasons progress, he gets better and better at his acting. Whereas Jazzy Jeff, the whole time, can't act to save his life. Same flat delivery. But you gotta love Jeff. You can't not love Jeff.
But it was like that. It just felt like that's how it should have been, you know, even though he wasn't really trying to act, it just felt like, okay, it just felt like a fool for, you know, Will's straight hyperactivity and out and extrovertedness. So I don't know. I thought it worked. So
that's good. Plus James Avery, who was in everything. If you were to take your time and go back through the 80s and 90s of sitcoms, I bet you you'll find James Avery just randomly there.
Yeah, either him or, what's his name? Him or Keith David.
Keith David stills everywhere, randomly.
Just sneaking up in places.
Yeah, you're watching a Disney cartoon, all of a sudden he's a villain. I was like, whoa, Gap.
Man, Keith David was, Dr. Facilier, Keith David was the perfect voice for that villain. Like, he was the perfect villain. It was so good. Anyway.
All right. So, it's fitting that number three.
And the tricycle girl getting... I'm sorry.
No, I'm a nerd. Tell me that wasn't great. Oh, wait. And another tearful moment. And then I'm done with the tearful moments of Fresh Prince. Remember that episode when Fresh Prince... Okay, his name is Will. He accidentally caused Carlton's overdose on those pills that were in his locker. And he had to face the fam. And it was like first season, second season. So you know that he was still on their nerves. And Carlton almost died.
Oh my God.
Didn't you cry for Will in that scene, though?
I did.
He was super sad and super sorry about that. Like, because it was a great thing because you got to see Carlton high as hell, and it was funny.
Yep.
Like, he was super speed. And then when she realized, oh wait, no, this is like an overdose. Like, this is some serious shit. It took you on so many emotions.
No. Can lighter note, because you like to make everything sad. Can we please talk about the fact that even though everybody made fun of Carlton dancing to Tom Jones, he was grooving his ass off every time a Tom Jones song came on.
Yes. And that shit was Alberto, last name.
Alfonso Rivero.
Oh wow, that is not even.
Yeah, you was all the way.
She said Alberto. Nope.
I'm going around the hell right now. I'm sorry. Alfonso. I know people named Alfonso. I'm sorry. Anyway. So, he was a good child star. Because remember, he was on Silver Spoons first, where he did the moonwalk thing.
Yep.
And, wait, I guess if you're just on two shows, are you a good child? I don't know. But he's done okay for himself. So, congratulations. I just wanted to say that. He's on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah, he isn't. I saw Tatiana Ali tweeting about it. Yes, I still follow Tatiana Ali. I bought her album. Don't give no fucks.
You really don't. Clearly had five. Nope, no, Melissa. Melissa, leave me alone. Stop it.
Nope, you're going to go ahead and say that shady shit.
Go ahead.
I stopped it. Okay, because here's the thing about Tatiana Ali. Because I was just thinking about where the cast is now at Fresh Prince, and I'm super proud of them because they haven't had any real shit, like, except for First Mom. We won't talk about it. But Tatiana Ali made some real weird decisions. That show that she was on, Love That Girl. We kind of talked about it, but not really. Because she was on there. She did the BET show. She's just random. And then she had a random music career. Like, I feel like she's doing kind of better right now, I guess. Because I think I saw her on, or she's doing the Black Actress web show. But there's just these random things that she does that I just look at her and I'm like, okay. And her random music career was one of them.
So basically,
you wanted me to talk so you could find her fucking music on your computer? Is that what happened?
That's not the song. I'm trying to find the
Oh, so there was more than one. So when you say you bought an album, it's not just a single, like an
she
album.
She has multiple albums.
Shut up.
No, not shut up. I'm trying to remember that single that she had, but anyway, continue.
Oh, wait, was there one? There was one featuring Will Smith, I think.
She had a single, like, in the 90s. I can't remember.
She did. There was a music video and everything. She wore a blue top. Okay. While Dee tries to figure out her life, number three is fitting because I don't know. There was no way to nicen that last one up, man. I apologize to everybody. Okay. So, the third one is a three tie, a three-way, or however one says that, of In the House versus Hanging with Mr. Cooper versus Steve Harvey Show.
In the House, Hanging with Mr. Cooper. In the House was the one with LL Cool J, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Debbie Allen.
I remember good things about In the House, but I'm going to have to go with Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Crap. Okay. Shoot. Okay, In a House versus Hanging with Mr. Cooper versus Steve Harvey Show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all gonna hate me.
Oh, you're about to do it.
Steve Harvey Show.
You're about to do it. You're about to do it.
She's about to say Steve Harvey Show.
I am.
She's about to say it.
I'm not even gonna judge you for it. Go ahead, say it. Say it.
Steve Harvey Show.
I'm not going to judge you for it because, one, Steve Harvey Show wasn't that bad. It was actually a very good show, but I think it was mostly because of Cedric the Entertainer. And then also, Romeo was fine, so that's why I watched the show with my little prepubescent ass self.
And the chick from All That was in the earlier season.
And that's later. Also another reason why I watched the show, because she was on All That, and I was like, hey, I know that girl.
Yeah, I think, honestly, it was more people on the Steve Harvey Show that if I could just ignore Steve, I would still enjoy the show. But hanging with Mr. Cooper, the only person that was funny to me was Cooper. So
I liked hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I did too. But honestly, if dude wasn't there, would it be still funny?
Well, it's his show, though.
Okay, that's true.
I'm going with hanging with Mr. Cooper because, one,
people need to stop telling me Merlin Santana died. He ain't died. The guy who played Romeo? Oh, yeah, he did die in 2002. Sad.
Yeah, it was even a verse in a Kanye song. Now, what? Romeo Must Die? Or was he quoting a movie title?
Who knows?
And Jesus Walks. Okay. But I say hang with Mr. Cooper because even though it had the weird cast change, it gave you Raven Simone, in case you were ever wondering what happened to her after the Cosby Show.
She was in that, yes.
And what was it about the Steve Harvey Show that got me? I forget. You know, I really did used to really like the Steve Harvey Show, but I think hang with Mr. Cooper because it just reminds me of a simpler time of my childhood. Which seems unfair to the Steve Harvey Show. Wow.
which is fine because honestly, like, it could have went either way for me. It could have been hang with Mr. Cooper. It could have been Steve Harvey Show. But I was just thinking about, okay, I liked more characters on the Steve Harvey Show than I did on hanging with Mr. Cooper.
You know what? I'm going to change my vote because JP makes a very valid point. I laughed more at the Steve Harvey Show. I laughed more at Cedric the Entertainer and his Hyundai or Hyundai. And with him and Terry Vine talking about scrimps. It would bug me that the teenagers always found their way to Steve's apartment. I just never knew where my teachers lived.
And also Kenan and Kale did show up on the Steve Harvey Show.
Oh, and it had Cuba Gooding Jr.'s brother, Omar.
Omar Gooding was in it. Damn it. Okay, yeah, I think it's going to go to the Steve Harvey Show. God damn it.
Okay, so
now, are we being fair to In the House? Are we not going to talk about In the House?
Okay,
In the House happened.
Okay, I guess that's all we can say.
Okay,
RuPaul was on
there. When? Is it Steve Harvey? Are we changing again?
I gave it to Steve Harvey.
Okay, and I gave it to Steve Harvey. So, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Steve Harvey.
All right, so it's unanimous. Steve Harvey wins. Mostly, actually, on the merit of Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The weakest cast member.
He really was. Why?
It was. Everybody in the show was funnier than Steve. And I'm just like, if Steve wasn't here, the show would still have been...
It still have been funny.
Yeah.
And also, Steve Harvey Show was the Steve Harvey Show before Steve Harvey was Steve Harvey. Like, back then, Steve Harvey had not found Jesus and told you how to live your life as a woman. Right. It was back when Steve Harvey was like kings of comedy, where he was just funny.
Well, his first wife.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to revisit Steve Harvey's old stand-up because I'm going to realize how sexist it was. But
he wasn't funny back then either.
I used to love Steve Harvey.
I never thought Steve Harvey was funny. Like, Kings of Comedy, I thought Bernie Mac was funny, and I thought Cedric the Entertainer was funny. D.L. Hughley, I guess.
D.L. Hughley had no... I'm not even going to... I've already called him out his name on this show. D.L. Hughley is an insult comic.
Yeah.
An insult comic. And I feel like that's not a real comic. Okay. Whole shit depends on making fun of him.
Just think about the lineup of the Kings of Comedy, and then you'll understand why the lineup is like that. So.
Yeah. So. All right, so Steve Harvey finally won us over, but pass. Okay, next one. It's going to be hard for some people to remember. Okay. But On Our Own versus Getting By.
Hold on.
Look, everybody, are y'all all Googling? Cause
yep.
Okay, we're doing a pause for you to get your YouTube on.
Right. We give y'all pause. I'm disappointed that
you should remember On Our Own. You just should.
Why? Because Journey Smollett was in it?
It gave you that whole light-skinned family.
Look, her whole family was on that freaking show.
Janine Solette.
Jake Solette, Jussie, I mean, all her family was on that show.
Like, you could tell her family was black because they were trying to make that JU thing work and finally just gave up on Jake. They were just like, okay, we just don't have that.
But I mean,
I don't remember the show. I don't, so I can't remember either of these shows, so I don't care.
Okay, so
Getting By looks like the mixed house Brady Bunch.
Yeah. Okay, so Getting By was with only you could think of Laverne and Shirley. Lady from Laverne and Shirley. What is her name?
Cindy Williams.
And she played the mama on Half and Half. Yes. She actually played everybody's mama.
She still plays everybody mama.
Oh, so it starred Thelma Hopkins, Cindy Williams, Dionne Wichman, you will remember as Bud on The Cosby Show. So it's about, they were supposed to be two best friends, both were single mothers, so they decided that they would live in the same house because they was accidentally sold the same house. So they just figured, okay, we'll just live here together then.
Sounds like a sitcom premise.
It was. It also has your boy, Marlon Santana, D.
Yep.
He was there.
I don't remember the show at all.
So.
It didn't last long. Okay. So
that's a draw.
That's, yeah, well, okay. First of all.
Bye, though.
I'm going to pick Getting By because I do not remember On Our Own, and what I do remember, I was just like, all these light-skinned kids running all around the place. So
On Our Own was a show about a group of siblings who were widowed, and the oldest brother, who was also like medium brown, therefore making him the darkest person in the house, dressed up as
Was he bad guy in a Tyler Perry play brown, or was he just medium brown?
He was medium ass brown.
Ain't the oldest brother, why don't he look like the dude that was later on Half and Half? Why am I thinking everybody was on Half and Half? Shit. Maybe because
they should have never canceled that show. But he plays, he gets in drag and he plays their like long lost grandmother or whatever, so that they can all stay together and he can convince CPS that he's an adult woman. He was Madea before Madea was Madea.
Yep.
Oh man, wait, I might change my vote.
Yeah, I might too, because that part was funny. The kids was just like, okay, we get it, y'all cute and y'all light skinned it. So because all it right, was so all I'll... her siblings, all those kids got a job on that show.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about that show, so I can't really make a decision. Whatever you guys decide, okay.
Okay, so this is gonna be a toss up because I do kind of remember Getting By, but now that I think about On Our Own and that part about the, it is kind of a draw. Okay, crap. I don't know, because both the shows I was kind of met on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna stick to Getting By because I was just like, why? Wow, the kids. Where did they get these kids from? Where they come from?
You know what? I'm going to go with Getting By, too. I barely remember an episode, but I remember being super excited because Aunt Rachel was on a different show, and so was Laverne and Shirley. All right. So I thought I'd pick On Our Own because of nostalgia, but I don't think it was that great of a show.
I don't think it was either. So.
All right. Speaking of not that great of a show, we're going to. Okay. Me and the Boys, which Steve Harvey is here again, versus Sinbad Show.
I don't think it was called Sinbad Show.
Yeah, it was.
Are you sure?
It was called the Sinbad Show.
Oh.
These are versus each other because they're both about single dads.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I forgot Selma Hayek was in that. I'm going with the Sinbad Show.
Selma Hayek?
Selma Hayek was fine. Is fine. I'm going with the Sinbad Show. Sorry.
I'll be honest. I'm going to pick Sinbad Show because I thought that was a better show than Me and the Boys.
I am also going to pick Sinbad Show because I do not remember Me and the Boys very much. I can just remember Steve Harvey and that Hot Top 8, and I can't remember if that's actually me remembering the Steve Harvey Show.
It wasn't, I don't know, it was kind of meh.
It was meh.
All right, so mad that we can kind of move on. The second one is a highly debated, I think. Mad TV versus In Living Color.
Yeah, this shit gonna start a fight, I think.
I'm gonna go, look, I like Mad TV. Mad TV was very, very good. It had Deborah Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna go with In Living Color.
Oh, she did a fake out. She did a fake out. Because I just knew you was going to pick Living Color because you still, like, super young. So, just saying.
She did pick in Living Color.
I know. I said it was a psych out. Fake out.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm going with Mad TV.
I'm going with In Living Color.
Why are you going with Mad TV?
Here's why I'm going with Mad TV. And it's not In Living Color's fault. But I was not allowed to watch In Living Color when it first came out. So I don't have those childhood memories. My parents said no. They said no, but would watch it. And we have to leave the... Like we'd be eating dinner.
I was in the room with my parents laughing at jokes that I had no idea why they were funny.
My parents were rude. They did that to us with In Living Color and The Simpsons. Like, Sunday dinner was done and I had to go somewhere. So,
you can do what you wanna do.
But I could watch Mad TV for some reason. And I just have really fond memories of Mad TV when it was funny. It gives you Phil Lamar and Orlando Jones. And Deborah Wilson, and Nicole Sullivan, and various people whose name I can't remember. Apparently me and the boys have Ray J. Okay, sorry. So I guess I lost. Okay, so it's In Living Color won that round. I'm not upset by that. I can see why. In Living Color.
All right. You can do what you want. I'm sorry.
I feel like we're ready for. I hope that. I don't know. I want another. Is it okay if I say urban? That's comedy. Is it okay if I say it? Because I feel like SNL cannot be the only sketch comedy thing we have. Well, it just can't be. I'm sorry. Mad TV. Gave me something when SNL refused to give me anything. So that's another reason. But In Living Color, I can see that it had more moments. All right, the next one, and I don't even have to really cast my vote because you guys already know. Amen versus Good News.
Well, we know you said Amen.
Yeah, of course, I'm not gonna justify that question with an answer. Are you serious?
I genuinely liked Good News, but you're right. I'm gonna have to go with Amen. Amen's classic.
Okay, let me think. I'm gonna say my choice with a song, because apparently I'm in a making a song mood. Amen. 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 I'm done. So
that was easy.
Yeah, it was like they're both church shows. Good News starred who we all know down as Diggs. And it also had Roz Ryan, who has apparently made her career being the church lady, which is no shade. You know, you find out what you're good at and you keep that shit moving. But I think that maybe Good News timing was kind of off, you know, because Amen, granted, went into the 90s, but it started in the 80s. And Good News, I think, came around mid-90s, where nobody was really trying to check for a show about church.
True.
But
Amen was just, yeah. I mean, honestly, Amen was just so goddamn funny. It would have been hard for any type of show to kind of come up against that. Let's be real.
And there was real chemistry between Thelma and the rapper.
It was chemistry between the whole cast. You know.
All right, so this one might be a good debate, guys. Next one after. That's rude of me to say. Okay, Smart Guy versus... Because it's highlighted and I just skipped over it. So I feel like I ruined the intro to that one. Smart Guy versus Sister, Sister.
Sister, Sister. Sorry, I just had to sing the song. My bad.
Well, you're not incorrect.
Nope, you guys, no. Smart Guy was a solid show.
It was, but it wasn't as good as Sister, Sister.
It also had Omar Gooding.
And Sister, Sister had Goodbye, Roger. So...
Wait! Was there a show that Omar Gooding wasn't on in the 90s? Because no, I don't understand.
He was also on Wild and Crazy Kids. He was getting his money.
You gotta respect that hustle, that 90s sitcom hustle. Good look, Omar Gooding. I want to call him Omar Cuba Gooding Jr., but I know that's not your name. I will also go with Sister, Sister.
I can't decide.
Of course, I just put those two together because it's sibling against sibling. So.
And it's not fair because with Sister, Sister, there's two of them. It's two against one.
It is fair. Oh, please. Come on now.
Smart Guy had a little... Also, Smollett was in Sister, Sister, too. No, not in Sister, Ooh. Sister, in Smart Guy.
This is what I'm talking about, man. We need to bring the 90s back. All these actors had work.
That's true.
Oh, I feel like no matter what you pick, the sister's going to win, because I did that math in my head. But
you guys both voted Sister, Sister, so it doesn't matter, but I'm just saying.
I mean, you could pick one.
I can't pick one. I can't. I think they're
You really can't decide between Smart Guy or Sister, Sister.
Correct. I really cannot.
I am judging you.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm judging you,
we're going to move on, because I feel like
that is a lie.
I feel like you just want to root for Smart Guy, but you know Sister, Sister was the more impact of a show.
Say,
like, that's ridiculous.
I genuinely love both of those shows.
Okay, if you really want to...
He was a child genius, and he had lived with his single father and his two siblings, one of which was a nuisance, the other of which was a very, very smart girl who was going through her teenage years trying to find her sexuality. It was a good show! And then Omar Gooding just came over and was stupid. It was the best show.
I feel like she really wants to pick Smart Guy, but she...
No! I also genuinely love Sister, Sister!
It's okay, D. If you want to pick Smart Guy, you can.
I can't. I don't.
We won't judge you much.
I don't know. You. God damn it, you guys.
Come on, you can do it. Pick Smart Guy.
Oh.
Come on, D. Come on.
No.
Come on. Look at that cute face. Come on. That's just pick smart guy. Just pick it.
You know. No, I can't choose. I genuinely can't choose, you guys.
Okay.
All right, we're going to move on because Dee is in some sort of turmoil. I don't understand her life choices. Family Matters versus Parenthood. Here's Family Matters, before it became the Urkel vehicle, was supposed to be just this show about this family. And it still became a family. It was still about the Winslows. Even though at some point the plot got really weird. Like when you did Stefan Urkel?
Yeah.
Stefan Urkel, yeah, his alter ego. Yeah.
I'm surprised that the rest of the cast just didn't quit. But
I mean, it did kind of get weird. So
yeah, but don't act like when you were young you didn't think Stefan Urkel was fine as fuck, though.
I made sure every Friday I was in front of I was going to be in front of television anyway. But I never missed an episode of Family Matters. Like, shit was just not about to happen. And for that reason, I'm picking Family Matters. I even watched Family Matters when they changed Harriet's and they went over to CBS. Yeah, I'm going with Family Matters.
Thank you. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with the Parenthood because I think it was underrated.
All right, we need a tiebreaker.
Oh, crap, I'm the tiebreaker?
Yep,
you are the tiebreaker.
Shit, okay, so... Crap, Family Matters.
Boom.
So, yeah.
Boom.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Alright.
Even though I did watch both, I kind of liked Family Matters, even with the weird shit happening with Steve Urkel, so...
And it was in Chicago. They even had a gun episode. Somebody found a gun. Shit got real.
Shit got real.
Episode. I'm so glad that you were able to explain that to us. Because we never would have figured it out.
You wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for me. And then Eddie became a cop. And then he went on to become Malcolm on Young and the Restless. Which made no sense. But okay, girl.
Okay, girl. Did you just say?
I did. I said to everything, and I want you guys to look at our bitches for a minute, and then just like, okay. So the next three are four. Okay, some stuff we couldn't really versus. Living Single stands against no one
because we can't.
It's.
Yeah, we felt like that wouldn't be a fair fight at all.
And we tried.
We tried. We tried to be fair and put it up against a show that we thought could, you know, be a contender. But honestly...
The only show that has, like, a similar premise is, like, other than Girlfriends, which was in the 2000s, is, like, Friends, which is... kind of sort of a ripoff of Living Single.
Well, then there's Sex in the City.
Living Single wins.
That's compared to. Single wins over that one. But I mean, I guess Sex in the City could technically be considered a different type of show. But.
Because it's not urban? Is that what we're going with?
It's not urban. It wasn't an urban sitcom, it was white people. However, Living Single, and because Living Single was the base. I think that we wouldn't have had Girlfriends without Living Single. Not that Girlfriends was all that. You know, I mean, it was a good show, but it was, you know, okay. And I was genuinely. I remember when the last episode of Living Single came on, because it was like around New Year's, I think. Because it was their New Year's episode, and I was at my grandma's. It was just great. Like, even the hokey joke. We're just fun, man. So yeah, The next three I'm going to sort of zip by because they're all forgettable shows.
Wait.
I could have been nicer about it. I really could have, but I decided not to be. So first one, I know, right?
Well, first are we just going to put them all together and see which show was the most, the least unforgettable?
Yeah. Let's do it. All right, so Sparks versus Out All Night versus Thea.
Sparks, because it had James Avery.
Wait, hold on.
It had James Avery, Terrence Howard, that one guy, and Robin Givens.
And Kim Whitley.
Damn, Kim Whitley was on there too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I mean, Out All Night did give you Morris Chestnut, I think Dwayne Martin, and Patti LaBelle. And Vivica Fox. Vivica A. Fox.
I'm going to go with Sparks.
I'm going to go with Sparks. Thea gave you Thea and Jason Weaver. Jason Weaver, guys.
Wait, Brandy was on Thea too.
Brandy was on Thea, yeah. But
she was, and I was gonna say Ray J, but I changed it to Jason Weaver. But I was thinking Ray J because of Brandy.
Okay.
So I think, are we still all agreeing on?
No, I'm saying Thea. God damn it! I'm freaking strong love that on that show. One.
All right, I'm still saying Sparks, though.
I am as well. But I admire your strength and your resolve on that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're just not going to... I mean, Out All Night had solid guests. Apparently, they had musical guests, too. Ooh, and Hillary from Fresh Prince guest starred on there. Why didn't Out All Night last more than 20 episodes? They had some stuff going for it.
It did, but I really don't know why it just didn't click with the ratings. So
yeah, weird. All right, and it didn't even win our poll. Why?
Yeah, you know what? Because you really can't remember.
You know how it didn't win our poll? That's how it didn't win.
I mean, no one really remembers the show that much, so. And, like, the next group of shows is going to be hard to remember for some people.
It is. And so we completely understand. It's Here and Now versus Grown Ups versus Between Brothers. I'm going to tell you now, I'm choosing Between Brothers because of Kadeem Hardison.
Vaguely remember these shows. Like, the next couple shows that you go through, I can vaguely remember them.
And that'll happen.
So I don't really have an opinion either way. The only one I can have an opinion on is, like, the one after the next one, because me and my dad and my mom used to go watch tapings of one of these shows, so that's about it.
Because, okay, Here and Now was Malcolm Jamal Warner, right?
Yes, and we had, you know what? I forgot. I brought that one up. Here and Now was the spinoff that Malcolm Jamal Warner had as Theo when he played a teacher. I'm still choosing Between Brothers.
Okay, I'm trying to remember Grown Ups. Grown Ups. Yep, I am tweeting it. No, I mean.
Oh, Grown Up starred Jaleel White. It was a CW show.
I remember.
Wait,
that.
Jaleel White and who?
I don't know.
Two other white people.
Exactly.
Wait, were they? Hold on a second. I may remember Grown Ups. Were they like roommates or something?
Yep. If you remember a couch in their ad, then you're remembering the right show. And I think they even titled it Grown Ups because, you know, he was just getting away from that Steve Urkel image, which I wonder if he regrets. But it's Jaleel White, a chubby white guy whose name I should remember because I feel rude just saying Jaleel White.
Oh, my God, I do remember this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't vote for it, though.
Well, I only had one season. Dave Ruby is that white guy's name.
Whatever.
I tried. All right. Next one. All right. All right, guys. This is the one you got to think about. City Guys versus Hang Time.
I vaguely remember City Guys.
Wesley Jonathan was in City Guys. C-I-T-Y. These guys, the City Guys, smart and streetwise. Shut up.
Yo, Wesley Jonathan's still fine, though. That's what
he
I'm going to say.
He is.
Oh, wait a minute. I remember this show because Dante Bosco's brother was in it. See, I remember things for weird reasons. Okay,
I'm going to go with City Guys.
God, Wesley Jonathan's fucking fine. Okay.
He is.
God damn. Sorry.
He's our best kept secret.
Okay, I'm going to say, I'm just going to say City Guys because I can't really remember Hang Time.
Hang Time went through a lot of changes. Anthony Anderson was on Hang Time for a minute. He played a basketball player.
Hold on. I have to Google that.
It was like, me and my friends at Hang Time. Hang Time. Something together. That's it. I don't know the rest.
That sounds familiar. Nope. Doesn't ring a bell. Right, what was that one Wesley Jonathan was on? I'm voting for that one. City Guys. That
very
one.
Very rude of you. So rude.
I don't care.
Yeah. All right. So next one on the list would be, this one's kind of, okay. I already know who's going to win. Really? It's Rock versus Gregory Hines.
Oh, yeah, well.
There was a reason we did them together. Hello?
Oh, it was about, I think because it was two strong male leads, a working class family.
Yes. I'm choosing Rock.
I'm choosing Rock too.
Yeah, I'm choosing Rock. Even though I love the Gregory Hines show, Rock should have been one of those we shouldn't have matched this up to anybody.
I agree. Rock was, I think that for me, I didn't realize how great or how like just great that show was until it was done. You know, I was like, oh wait, I really did love this show. Mm-hmm. The suave brother who was kind of like, didn't have his life really together. Okay. All right, so Rock wins. And of course, Rock. You never think about a sanitation worker. And that's what he did. And they make money. All right. Moesha versus the Parkers.
Motua. Itua. Motua. Sorry.
Yeah, you gotta go with Moesha.
You gotta go with Moesha. The Parkers. That was embarrassing.
No, the Parkers wasn't embarrassing. The problem with the Parkers is the Parkers was always a funny show. They didn't have as many serious episodes as Moesha did.
Mm-hmm. I think the reason that I can't watch the Parkers the same way is because I was always embarrassed by was it Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
The mother, just because how desperate and how thirsty she was after the professor who treated her. I have a thing about weight, and so that shit just was like
it teetered a fine line because they did that. That constant, the show made fun of her about her weight, but her as a character was like, I don't mind being fat. I think I'm cute as fuck. It's just that I don't need people giving me shit about me being fat. It teetered a very fine line, and I think it teetered mostly towards being offensive, yes.
Yeah.
And plus, she chose the professor at the end!
Stupid move. Stupid move.
Stupid
move! It was between the professor and who else? Who was it that was, like, her husband?
Some light-skinned dude with a gray streak in his black fade.
No, it's that dude!
He's in random stuff. You'll see him again because he probably still has that same black streak in the gray hair.
Yeah, he does.
But she chose the professor, somebody who dogged her for years, over a man who clearly loved her at her wedding.
Yeah,
I was annoyed.
I didn't understand either, because I'm just like, dude, you lost your chick. Like, that one episode when he was starting to catch feelings for her, and he was trying to get her back when she was with the dark-skinned guy. I mean, not dark-skinned. The dark-haired guy with the gray streak, and she was like, oh, you had your chance, and I was clapping. I was pissed when she decided to go back to the professor after she did that speech, like, episodes ago. I'm like, really? Really? We was here.
Yeah.
So, still upset about that. Motua.
All right, so Motua. You chose Moesha. Plus, Moesha had Sheldy Ralph. So, I don't know where they thought we were going to go with this, but this is where we ended up. Okay, guys, number 19 is one of my favorites.
We got to do 18.
Oh, damn it. How do I keep missing shit?
Look, I highlight the ones that we are on next.
I know, I'm looking at your highlight, and yet I saw the 19 and I got super excited, so I apologize. Martin versus the Jamie Foxx show.
Martin.
I'm the man. Oh, yeah. Doobie 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 doo. The Jamie Foxx show was good. But it got kind of weird after him and Francesca hooked up.
Yeah.
Whereas Martin was very even keel. It was very even all the seasons. And then how do you not...
Okay, how is Martin even keel? Okay, so maybe if you mean even keel, that it was crazy from start to finish.
Right, no, like it was the same highly goofy, really crazy, loud, weird comedy from start to finish. Now, the funniest thing in the world to me forever is going to be the goddamn Cazuza phone.
You have to refresh your memory.
I'm sorry.
It was Tracy Morgan plays Hustle Man. And this guy there's this music producer that's looking for acts. And so Hustle Man comes with a saxophone with a kazoo tape to it. And he's playing Pick Up the Pieces on the Cazuza phone.
All the MC want to go back to Martin now.
Oh, man, I laugh. I still laugh.
I laugh thinking about it now. That was just...
Oh,
all it
is.
And then when he's like, fifth floor. Sorry.
Okay. I guess, even though I'm not a Martin Lawrence fan, I'm going to pick Martin as well. If only for the You Ain't Got No Job, Tommy. Yes. And how the meme is still relevant today.
You Ain't Got No Job, Tommy. Bro man from the fifth floor. It was a good show.
That
Halloween episode where his apartment is haunted.
Oh, wait. Do y'all remember the episode where he was having dreams about Pam?
And yes. He was
freaking the fuck
out. Yes. It was a good show.
All right. So now we can go on to the one that I wanted to talk about.
Yay.
This is a real nail biter for me. Homeboys in Outer Space versus Wayne Brothers.
You know what?
I'm going to go with Wayne's Brothers just because I can only remember one episode of Homeboys in Outer Space. But you know what? Wait a minute, because Homeboys in Outer Space was a good concept. It was basically Futurama before Futurama was Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
It's two space delivery dudes.
Yep.
Yep.
Shit! God damn it.
Get it in random.
Oh my god, are you gonna do it? Are you gonna do it? Are you gonna give Homeboys in Outer Space its props after all these years?
I think I'm gonna have to give Homeboys in Outer Space their props. Shit.
Yes. Do it.
Shit.
They're validated.
Yeah, because the premise was actually really good. God damn it.
The only thing that really felt racist about the show was the title. It might be the hoopty that they used to be in
the space hoopty? Yeah.
But come on, Ryan Johnson had a job after A Different World.
And it introduced us to Flex Alexander.
It did. Ooh, the dimples. Even though I may never forgive Flex for playing Michael Jackson,
Can we please forget that happened? Nobody's paying attention.
Never.
Okay, so... See, I thought that D was going to go the other way, because I was going to say Homeboys.
Best episode ever. Yes.
Because now when I think about it, honestly, the only thing about the Wayans brothers that was kind of funny was Marlon, but he sometimes overdid it.
No, I think that's the problem with all of the Wayne, the entire show is like, some episodes are really good, but then some episodes, and then Sean couldn't act to save his life.
He was just cute. All he was just fine. He was fine,
and that was it, because he could not act. And like, the Wayans Brothers wasn't a bad show, it was actually pretty funny, but they did overdo it a little bit sometimes.
And like, the father was hilarious, you know, but you can only go so far. And like, Homeboys in Outer Space, even though I felt like it was kind of underrated, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was an interesting concept that we, you know, before hadn't really gotten into. And it put black people in outer space. So, thank you, UPN.
That one season.
All right. So, the next one you got to really dig in your memory for, okay?
Dig deep.
Deep. Good Behavior versus the Royal Family.
I can't remember. Oh, I remember Good Behavior.
So Good Behavior is once again Sherman Hensley, and then Dorian Wilson, who played. Was that the same dude? What was the other show?
The Professor.
On? Yes, thank you. I thought so. He was a professor. So yeah, it's another show starring Sherman Hensley about his family. Was this one in a church too, or I can't remember?
No, like the father.
He was a con artist.
Yeah, Sherman Hensley was a con artist, and he had to come back live with his father. Also, guess who played a teenager in this one? Our black vampire, who's just a regular vampire, I guess, Bianca Lawson.
Man, Lawson is still playing a teenager. Can we?
She's been playing a teenager for
40-year-old teenager.
Bianca Lawson has been 17 since she was 17. Like, this is unfair, and I don't. It's unfair.
Okay, so the Royal Family was Red Fox with Della Reese.
Yes, they played a Canfield couple. And I think that show would have gone on further if Red Fox hadn't died.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, my vote's going for Royal Family.
I can't make a vote.
And that's fine, I understand.
I'm going to vote for the Royal Family.
Yay! Okay. So that that's our list. I think we also, honorable mention, but I don't know if it made it in time for the 90s, was For Your Love.
For Your Love, I think it was, I think that was 2000. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I think so too. I just feel like we need it. It started in 1998.
Yep, 1998. I guess For Your Love does count.
All right, so I guess actually, if I was going to put Living Single against anything, I would have put it.
No, because it would have lost.
I need it.
Right, it would have lost. Stop. Just stop yourself.
I did it.
Like, I love For Your Love, but it would have lost badly. So let's not do that. Let's not embarrass.
We're not going to do that.
No,
we're not going to do that. No,
we're not going to embarrass For Your Love.
For Your Love starred a bunch of people.
Tamla Jones.
A bunch of people who you still see. Tamla Jones and what is his name? I want to say Mel Farr, but I know that can't be it. Who? James Leisure. They have not really aged. It had Etta Faye Blackman, who you might remember him.
You'll know him if you see him.
You'll know if you watched A Different World, you'll know him as the old girl's abusive boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in random stuff. Dee Dee Pfeiffer, who's Michelle Pfeiffer's younger sister. There's some stuff about her. Sorry, girl.
Holly Robinson Peete.
Holly Robinson Peete. She's the top pillar, too.
Famous for being the only black girl that John Mayer would ever sleep with.
Man, I wish she had just read the whole article before she tweeted about being proud. Like, okay, but it's fine. It's fine, though. We forgive you. We understand you didn't read the context or whatever. And D.W. Moffat, who... He's the random white guy that you're going to find in stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I can't remember everything he's in, but he's been in a lot of stuff. You look for him and there he is. All right. So, that concludes our 90s TV SmackDown. If you guys had to pick your favorite out of all of this list, what would it be?
Look.
Well, Living Single.
Yeah, it's easy for me, Living Single.
Actually, you know, I was going to choose A Different World, but I really love Kyle Barker and Maxine Shaw.
A Different World and Fresh Prince and Boy Meets World are all, like, tied for second.
Yeah. And I know we didn't really give Boy Meets World enough to talk about, but that shit was, it's on there for a reason, guys.
Yeah.
Boy Meets World was really good. I really liked Boy Meets World.
Everybody loved Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Motherfucking Topanga and her fine ass. Oh my God. Anyway, moving on. So that's going to wrap up our regular episode of Nerdgasm Noir. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nerdgasm Noir. You can also follow us ladies on each individually on Twitter as well. You can check out, you know what? I'm not going to name the famous Heffa because she hasn't been here and I'm upset with her. So forget her. You're probably one of her followers anyway. You can follow JP at Isitis. You can follow Kia at The Last Storm. You can follow Melissa at Black Girl Geeky. And you can follow me at Nani Cool J. Thanks for listening. And make sure you stick around for the post-noir where we TV squee about Thank God It's Thursday, which stars.